AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, testifying right now about the Capitol riot is FBI Director Christopher Wray.
I was appalled, like you, at the violence and destruction.
He's before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is the first time Wray has spoken about the deadly riot back in January.
Our country's elected leaders were victimized right here in these very halls. That attack, that siege, was criminal behavior, plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism.
Wray says the public has been very helpful with this investigation.
Some have even taken the painful step of turning in their friends or their family members.
Wray says raw intelligence before the riot was distributed. He was also asked about the motivation of the rioters.
Militia violent extremism, some instances of racially motivated violent extremism, specifically advocating for the superior of the white race.
This is Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin.
Do you have any evidence that the Capitol attack was organized by, quote, fake Trump protesters?
We have not seen evidence of that at this stage, certainly.
The new Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine should be arriving soon at places around the country. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the widespread availability of vaccine is near.
Things are getting better. This pandemic will end. And we'll get there faster by looking out for one another.
In an attempt to expand supply, the Biden administration says Merck will help produce Johnson & Johnson's newly approved vaccine. The Biden administration announced sanctions of Russian officials and businesses after a nearly fatal nerve agent attack on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his subsequent jailing. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says he was knocked unconscious in a fall over the weekend but is doing better. Romney says he was spending time with grandchildren. This is AP News. There was a line to get a coronavirus vaccine at a CVS pharmacy location in East Los Angeles. It's an attempt to expand access to essential workers and others in underserved communities. Belinda Perez says the process was easy.
CVS sent me an email, and they said the vaccines are here, and I just clicked on it, and it took me to a page where I just put all my information, made the appointment.
Nellie Barajas was there to help her 89-year-old grandmother get vaccinated.
She lives in an apartment where there's a lot of people, and then I take care of her, and then my aunt takes care of her. So because she has a lot of people around her, we feel like it was important for her to take the vaccine and to be protected.
CVS's Lucy Atalaran says the company is committed to helping underserved areas.
We're very excited to be able to offer the vaccine in this community especially.
Educators and first responders are now among people in Los Angeles who are being accepted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.